Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
When the winter comes, make this note. Just hang on. You know, the winter cannot last forever. There's never been a double winter. Some are difficult and some are easier. There's never been a double night. The night only lasts for a few hours, and then the day finally dawns and the shadows flee away.
You say you want to change, but you're still making the same choices. You want to grow, but you're stuck in the same patterns. You want to feel more confident, more grounded, less anxious, but you keep showing up in the same ways. And that right there is the fundamental problem. Change doesn't just come with time, it comes with action, with practice. Real sustainable change is found in the pause, the moment between stimulus and response.
It's a fact of life. Winters follow the fall, the harvest. Winter comes after fall. Night comes after day. Difficulty follows opportunity. Recession always comes after expansion. It's been the rhythm of life for the last 6,000 years of recorded history. So the winters are going to come. The winter of sickness, the winter of disappointment. The winter of devastation, social winters, economic winters, personal winters when your heart is smashed in 1,000 pieces and the nights are unusually long, it's simply called wintertime. And that's what I'm telling you. It's possible for you to conquer your winters.
We'll have our test to really show how strong we really are. Test that we don't even know, maybe losing our parents at a young age, really come to going, overcoming the adversity in life. So what happens when you deal with that adversity? What are you going to do? You're going to lay down for it, or you're going to keep fighting it? And that's what life's about, fighting adversity, and overcoming adversity, and seeing what kind of person. Are you going to be bitter and mean because life wasn't kind to you, or you figured it wasn't kind to you? Or are you going to say, fuck that, and live life to its fullest means, and be happy?
Is that action kills fear. See, everybody sits around because you're afraid and you're nervous and you're anxious and you're depressed and all those things are real, but those feelings are killing your ability to take action. And action is the only thing that changes your life.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You don't have to have this victim mentality. You don't have to go around telling everybody your sad story of what happened to you and why you're this way. You can go and rewrite the story. You can grab the pen back from the hands of the abusers, of the bullies, of those that created limiting beliefs, and you could rewrite the story yourself. In all the blank pages that exist in your book of life. But that only happens when you start doing the self-work, when you commit to self-mastery. And I'm telling you, it's not just by reading a couple of self-help books. Figuring out who you are at your core, at your essence, what makes you tick. And only then will you be able to set higher standards of expectations for yourself. Only then will you begin to reach the milestone of impact, income, influence, inspiration. God, it's such a cool thing to be able to break through the seals of all your limiting beliefs in life.
There's going to be things that go on that are out of your control. The worst thing you can do is let something that's out of your control control you. Get control of yourself, get control of your emotions. Don't get angry, don't get frustrated. Instead, stay calm and figure out how to move forward.
There's a terminology in psychiatry called relational illness. You've heard people say, you make me sick. Some people can make you sick. That if you fool around with them long enough, will send you to an early grave. That will drive your blood pressure up. That will turn your hair gray. Who is it you need to get out of your life? You need to ask yourself the question, what is this relationship doing to me? Might be your spouse. Might be friends. Might be your job making you sick, stressing you out. And you being a volunteer victim, are you willing to die for?
Listen, if there's only one pedestal, you must be on it. The idealized version of you must be on it. Not me. Not any other guru or influencer or thought leader. You get on the pedestal. You become the idealized version. You become the hero in your life's story. If your life is a movie and the movie ends, do you want your name at the end in the credits to be the hero and the star, or do you want it to be taxi driver number two?
We start to trap ourselves within our own mind. And our mind is this big barrier, this big wall. And once we get to pain and suffering, that wall gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the mind says, it's time to quit. If we're able to find out different ways to get around that, the first thing you have to do is you have to calm your mind down. The very first thing you have to do is don't give yourself a way out. You gotta trick yourself also and say, you know what, I might quit, but I'm not gonna quit right now. If your mind knows, I'm not gonna quit, I'm not gonna quit. You're not gonna quit. Let your mind think it has a little control over you. Then, when you're able to calm down, you're able to think. And then realize, I call it the cookie jar, is you have to have something that fuels you in this time. So once you calm down, what's gonna get you out of the chair? You gotta remember that I've been in times just as hard as this. So I reflected back on my life.
Most of us were raised to become ordinary. And I'm not putting down ordinary, but ordinary is just not good enough for me. Ordinary is you go through your life and you fill out the forms and you pay your taxes and you do what your parents tell you and you're honorable and you're honest and you're a good citizen and then you die. Extraordinary is something very, very different. This is about recognizing within yourself that there's something very, very extraordinary that you haven't been trained to believe in, to come to a place where you can apply it and put it into your life. You can go way beyond ordinary. You can go way beyond just being average. All of us are extraordinary. We just have to come to believe it.
There's things that you know you're supposed to do as a human being. Things that you know are going to improve your life. Do those things. There's things that you know are going to make you a worse person and make your life worse. Don't do those things. Don't do the things that are making you weaker. Start doing the things that are going to make you stronger and smarter and faster and healthier and going to make you a better human being.
Things that you have in you that you don't even know, but until you get outside of your comfort zone, you will never discover it. You have something special. You have greatness within you. But in order to manifest your greatness, you've got to put yourself in a perpetual state of discomfort. Yes, you've got to challenge yourself. You've got to raise the bar on yourself. You've got to get busy. You've got to work your plan. It's time for me to do me, to pursue my dream, to work my plan, to implement the things that I want for myself and for my family and for my kids. And what is your legacy? What do you want to do for yourself?
Most people quit and never finish what they started is because they continually stack L's instead of W's. You probably do things to set yourself up to fail in life. You set your alarm clock to wake up at a certain time and then you hit that snooze button. What did you do? You stacked the L. If you think that you're meant for big goals and big dreams, change lots of lives and impact and inspire people, well, you probably need a lot of confidence. If you're always stacking losses, hitting the snooze button, saying you're gonna go work out and you don't, saying you're gonna eat clean and you don't, saying you're gonna read a few pages out of a book and you don't, but all those things seem small and trivial until they add up over days, weeks, months, and years, and you have hardened your subconscious into knowing that you are an imposter, that you are not a promise keeper, and therefore your reputation with yourself erodes. Your reputation with yourself, as it turns out, is your confidence.
You will hold sturdy against anything that's thrown at you based on that firm inner conviction that you will not falter, you will not flounder, you will not fail.
When I wake up in the morning, I don't think, am I motivated to go do what I'm supposed to do? No, I don't think about it for 1 millisecond. When the alarm clock goes off, I have no thought about whether this is easy, whether this is hard, whether I want to do it, whether I don't want to do it. None of that matters. It's an emotionless, thoughtless discipline. When the alarm clock goes off, you get up, you get out of bed, and you go do what you're supposed to do. I don't care how it feels. I don't care if it's easy or hard. It doesn't even matter to me. It's just a reaction, it's a discipline, and it's life. And that's the way I choose to live my life.
Our mind wants to protect us. The mind is like, honestly, it has a tactical advantage over us. It knows our deepest, darkest fears or insecurities. It knows where we start to feel, we start getting that doubt creeping that says, hey, man, you know what, man, maybe this isn't good. Let's go back home to the wife. This is not comfortable. So in that moment, the mind directs us. It's a protective mechanism. It really saves us from discovering that the mind's like, I want to be in charge of you. I don't want you to be in charge of me. So it tells you, let's just stop right here. But once you start breaking through that barrier and start breaking down that governor that you've put in your mind, because we forget we are in control of our mind.
So I'm here to tell you, if you can't think for yourself, if you can't make the money, if you're starting to go broke, that's exactly what the opposition wants.
No, we put in our minds what we should do. But we believe our mind is telling us, it's giving us all this feedback. We have to reprogram it and tell us, no, we're good. We got, this sucks, but it's okay.
around telling people what your story is. Everybody has a story. 80% don't care and 20% glad it's you. It doesn't matter about what happens to you. What matters is, what are you going to do about it?
Small, daily, seemingly insignificant improvements, when done consistently over time, lead to stunning results. That is how you get to transformation. That is how you become a needle mover. Kobe didn't become Kobe because he made a revolutionary change one day in a practice. Kobe became Kobe. The great women and men who changed the world, Mandela, Mother Teresa, Mahatma Gandhi, Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King Jr., the great state leaders, they became who they were by the small, daily, seemingly insignificant things that they did every day.
You guys didn't understand what you don't have to do. You don't have to work hard, you don't have to eat right, you don't have to sleep right, you don't have to do more than what's required of you. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. But you also don't have to win, you don't have to be a success in life. So the greatest things in life take sacrifice and discipline. And that's why so few people achieve great things. Because they don't want to sacrifice, they don't want discipline for something greater. So you see all these people that have great things in life that you look up to? It's because they were sacrificed and disciplined long before you ever knew them.
Because suffering will introduce a man to his highest self. And when you do that, you begin to build such high levels of confidence and you become so congruent with the man that you want to be, the man that you love, respect, and admire.
What is the worst question you'd ever ask yourself? I failed is a million times better than what it. Because that Gala, it did something, it showed up. 10 times more of the man and says, what if? What if, man? What if is an ongoing debate inside yourself that you can never come to a conclusion on? I get up and fail, at least I know. Otherwise, what if every minute of every day for your existence, battling inside your head, trying to turn off the voice to where you can't? With a window of opportunities closed. Something you can do, but sit back and wonder, what if? Nope, don't like that, man. I'd much rather take the gamble and lose.
We got to be not all right to get all right. You got to have been through something to know something. Knowing that as we begin to explore new horizons and new vistas in life, that as we begin to focus on developing ourselves, as we begin to elevate ourselves and not to follow the crowd, practice makes improvement. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. You'll never hit a state of perfection. You're always bigger than what you do. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice and practice. You'll get better and better and better. And there's still some things that will happen to you that will catch you on the blind side that you did not anticipate.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino.
America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You need to work on yourself. If you just try to be pampered, and if you're trying to be soft, and if you're trying to be the victim and all stuff, you're not going to go anywhere. We need to get stronger. We need to get tougher. We need to not be afraid of failure. We got to face adversity. Adversity breeds character. We have to be willing to go through hardship, through suffering. Don't shy away from any of that because it just makes you stronger.
If you are not paying attention, if you are on cruise control, then your mind is not under your own control. We can't be in cruise control. You can't let your mind be in cruise control. You have to be cognizant of what you're thinking. You have to be cognizant. You have to be aware of how you are being influenced.
Don't never let anybody take your belief in yourself away from you because they hurt inside. Don't you never let nobody do that. Always believe in who you are in the darkest moments, man. Like in the darkest moments, when you're at that pain, when you're at the bottom, know that you're going to get back up. But you got to believe that you're going to get back up.
Make it a resolution of discipline to get better, smarter, healthier, more productive, to eat cleaner, live more, to go and do.
Don't waste your life. Set your goals high. Quit thinking about what's wrong. Start thinking what's right. Love a little more, hate a little less. You have no idea what you're capable of doing.
You have nothing in this world to conquer, to challenge, or to transcend apart from your mind. All your neighbors live here. Your enemies and friends live here. Your gods and demons live here. And yourself, imagined, lives here.
100% means that you are 100% accountable for your life. Take 100% responsibility for your choices. Your life will be determined far more by the choices you make than it will by your circumstances. Intellect and talent carry no weight unless you're willing to make the correct choices.
Sacrifice is a contract with the future, but it's not a contract with any particular person. It's a contract with the spirit of humanity as such. It's something like that. And so when you think about it that way, that should make you faint with amazement, because that is such a bloody amazing idea to come up with that idea that you can bargain with the future. We suffer. What do we do about it? We figure out how to bargain with the future.
The work comes before the belief. And what that actually means is that you're going to have to do some work, and you're going to have to keep doing it, and you're going to have to do it when you're not seeing a result, and then a result will begin to sprout as you do this. You're going to have faith, all right? And when that result starts to sprout, start to have some belief. You say, hey, shit, I can do this. This is actually working. And then you work a little bit more, and a little bit more success sprouts. And that's how this goes, and that's what that saying means. Control the things you think about. You can actually control how you feel. You can control what you think, and you can definitely control what you do.
Do not be a slave to influence. You gotta be the master of your mind. You gotta control your mind. You gotta exercise mind control. That means you gotta pay attention and be aware all day. That's what you got to do.
Stop trying to be a traffic policeman in your own head. Let it run. Just remain detached like you're witnessing. The witness is never involved in the scene that it's witnessing. Because the moment you become involved in the scene, you become part of the scene. So the witness has to stand apart. Just keep witnessing first your traffic, the mind stuff, and it's daily. It's your family, friends, job, money, things, weather, everything that's coming up.
So we come from a generation when something is broken, we don't throw it away, we fix it. When you can be happy in the midst of hardship, then you see the true potential of the mind. When you can't control what's happening, control how you respond to it. That's where your power is. Control what you can control. I can control my attitude. I can control my words. I can control my perspective. I can control the lens in which I see it. Because if I can control what I can control in the moment, what's happening externally is not going to affect and impact my true potential and my true advancement as a person.
We're built to walk uphill. And when you reach the pinnacle of the hill, you want to stop and appreciate the vision, but the next thing you want is a higher hill in the distance, because it's from the uphill climb that we derive our value. And I mean this technically. So almost all the positive emotion we feel, especially the emotion that fills us with enthusiasm, that's experienced in relationship to a goal. You want a goal that you can never attain, right? So you can always move closer to the goal that recedes as you move towards it. Because as you pursue that goal, you put yourself together and your life does get better and richer and more abundant.
Your life and you are entirely up to you. You will eventually live the life that you design. So give 100%. It will bring fulfillment and hope and light and joy into your life, regardless of where you come from, regardless of those traumatic or difficult circumstances that want to weigh you down and pull you away from your purpose here in life. When you give 100%, you will change your story.
But I ask you this question, do you really love yourself? And the reason I'm asking you this is, if you really loved yourself, would you still be accepting less? If you really loved yourself, would you still be settling for less? Would you still be doing less? Would you still be around less? Would you still be that environment? Would you still be just accepting what the world gives you? Would you still just believe in opinions put on your life that have no idea the plan that God has for your life? Would you give a half-assed effort with your kids and parenting? Would you give a half-assed effort in your relationships, your friendships, your business? But the truth is, the matter is, we don't really love ourselves if we're not giving our best effort to ourselves. So if you're in this phase where it doesn't feel like it's worth it, where it doesn't feel like it's very fun, just remember that you keep going and you do not let your feelings dictate what your actions will be, the results will always be there.
To find your way in life, it's not an external search, it's an internal search. Because God equipped you the moment He gave birth to you. God equipped you at birth with what you needed. He gave all of you a gift, all of you. Every last one of you, you're gifted. God never created a soul without giving them a gift. All of you sitting in here were given a gift at birth. He put it inside you. You ain't got to look under the ocean, it ain't on the mountain, it ain't under no rocks. He gave you a gift. It is the thing that you do the absolute best with the least amount of effort. That's your God-given gift. That's the thing you should pursue. The scripture says your gift will make room for you and put you in the presence of important men. That's what your gift will do for you.
If you break, the fight isn't over. In fact, if you break, the fight is just beginning. And as you crawl up and out of that dismal and wretched place, as you rise above what you were, and as you take the form of who you are supposed to be, you will see that in the very act
act of standing up, in the very act of fighting on, you will become and you will remain unbroken.
If you look deep in your heart, your joy, like the more joy you can hold, comes from the amount of sorrow that has been your burden. And so the ego and our scared selves judge tragedy, or maybe it's not tragedy, maybe it's adversity, as bad, and let us rush away from it. Do not run away from your suffering. Befriend it, appreciate it, embrace it, for there your joy lives. And for there your joy lies. And that's why the greatest amongst us have been hurt the most.
Anyone who's successful has failed much more than you know. Like, you look at somebody who's an unbelievable athlete, somebody who's an unbelievable entertainer, speaker, communicator, artist. They didn't just show up that way. They are being rewarded in public for what you practice in private consistently. We're all rewarded in public for the things that we consistently practice and refine in private. And so you see that person, you think they're a genius, but if you watch, they've been failing more than anybody else. They just failed more often, so they learn quicker.
Do the interior work required to get to a level where the negative opinions and the chattering voices of the cynics do not knock you off your ambition. They do not knock you off your vision. They do not deplete your game. You see, that's the interior capability and capacity that's required from someone who wants to really be a history maker. You have to be so strong in your own skin that when people dismiss your ideas, or they don't understand it, or they laugh at you, you simply keep on going.
The time is now. The time is now to express and for people to believe in themselves. The time is now for it to be okay to be great. People in this world shun people for being great.
There's something you want to do, and I believe that all of us were born with a purpose, that all of us have something that we are supposed to do, that all of us have some goodness within us, and that goodness gives us a responsibility to manifest our greatness. And when you know that, you can feel it in your guts, and you know that you're deliberately operating below your potential, you've gotten comfortable. You stop expanding, you stop stretching, you stop challenging yourself. Let me share something else with you. Not only is it possible for you to have your dream, but it's necessary.
Massive action is the cure-all. Massive action is the cure-all. If you're having a difficult time with something, your relationship isn't where you want it to be, your finances are not where you want to be, your body's not where you want to be, your business is not where you want to be, you need to take massive action. And if that doesn't work, try something else. If that doesn't work, try something else. Keep going with massive action, and you will find the way, because it will give you momentum.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
What are you saving yourself for? I get it. This workout is hard. This training is hard. This practice is hard. This workday is hard. And you're getting to that point where you're feeling extremely challenged. And so you decide to hold back, to reserve some of that energy, to reserve some of that effort. I'm going to save it. But what are you saving it for? What are you saving yourself for? You're going to go to sleep that night. You're going to get to restore that energy. So why would you not empty out everything you can possibly give in the day? Why wouldn't you push yourself to your absolute limits? Those willing to risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. So when you get tired, when you get to that point where you feel like stopping because it's challenging, what are you saving yourself for?
I'm not motivated. I'm obsessed. Obsessed with every part of the process. I've romanticized every aspect of it. The process of understanding who I am, what I'm here to do, and how to do it. And I put it in simple terms on purpose because I've found that the more words you use to describe something so deeply complex, the more you water it down. I know at least part of you understands, not because we live a similar life, not because we share the same beliefs, but because we both possess a soul that comes from the same origin. The soul is what allows us to feel at the deepest level. It translates what is beyond our capability to logically process and allows us to feel it in its purest form. I am obsessed because I feel life. I am immersed in it because I believe evil disguises itself in your own thoughts. It will whisper that your vision is too unorthodox, too far-fetched to be real, and it will make you believe that doubt is your own. But what is pure to the soul, what resonates at the deepest level, needs no rationalization, no analysis, no justification. It only needs to be accepted, felt, and embraced. When you do this, when you surrender what is true within you, you will be guided, not by temptation, not by deception, not by the manipulation of evil, but by the undeniable pull of your soul.
Do you not understand that the more comfortable you get, the more uncomfortable life gets, the less action you take, the more consequences you have, the more you let those bills pile up, the less work you put in, the more food you eat, the fatter you get, all these things are gonna start piling up on you, bro. And bro, I know you weren't built to be average. You were built to have riches. You were built to have the body you want, the physique that you want, the dreams that you want. You were built to have these things, and yet you're content with being average. At the end of the day, the keys are in your hands, bro. It's on you to go make the shit count.
I can't say this enough. Stop waiting. You could get hit by a bus next week. Do not waste your life waiting, worrying, or wishing for things to change. You gotta want it enough to do the work. Your dreams have a brick path that will get paved every single day, one brick at a time. Stop killing your potential by thinking and doubting. You guys have dreams, you got a world to change, you got money to make. Get your butts out there and go do it.
The answer of when should I is almost always right now. Nobody has been happy that they've sat on something that's been eating away at them in the history of life. The answer is now.
There is no competition in being successful because everyone else is preoccupied with being a professional and making excuses. Eating healthy is not expensive, but people lie to themselves to the bitter end about that, all just to avoid a bit of effort. Everyone's got 30 minutes to an hour a day to set aside and work out. But God forbid, we put some time into being a little bit uncomfortable. We know exactly what to do to be better. We know exactly what successful people did to get to where they are. And if you happen to be a part of the 1% that actually follows suit, congrats on the free pass to the top.
Bro, start over. Just start over. It's a brand new day. It doesn't matter who you were yesterday or last week or last month or last year. It doesn't matter if people know you to be a certain person or to have certain personality traits. Who do you want to be today? What personality traits do you want to have today? What do you want to value today? What a lot of people don't realize is that at any point, you can just change who you are. You can go from being selfish to being selfless. You can go from being undisciplined to being disciplined. You can go from being a complete asshole to being kind. All of that is a choice. All of that is within your power. Zero people on earth are stopping you from doing that. It is your own discomfort. It is your own unwillingness to change. You are the only person stopping you from embodying the traits you want to embody and being the person that you ultimately want to be. There's a lot of you have no control over. This is one of the things you do. If you are not behaving like the person you want to be and you're not doing the things that the person you want to be would do, that is on you. So if you don't like what's going on, start over.
See, the thing about life, we're gonna die, right? Eventually we're gonna die, but our legacy can live on. The impact can be non-perishable forever, but it's gotta be built right. Or we gotta take advantage of the time we have right now. If you want it bad enough, you find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you find an excuse. It's like life itself, man. You go after things, you triumph. Even if you fail, you get back up and you continue to try and fail, continue to try and fail, and ensuring you never fail to try. Because nothing's impossible. It's just a spelling of impossible. It's spelled impossible.
There are two versions of you. The one you are now, and the one you could have been. The version of you that stayed disciplined. The version of you that didn't make excuses. The version of you that chased their potential, that used every hour wisely, that didn't let fear, doubt, or procrastination hold them back. Somewhere, in an alternate reality, that version of you exists. And the real question is, how far away are you from them? How much time have you wasted? How many hours, days, years have slipped through your fingers because you told yourself you'd start tomorrow? How many moments have you spent scrolling, avoiding, waiting? While that version of you was out there building, learning, growing, you don't get that time back. But you do have a choice.
Time is the one thing you can't get more of. You can make more money. You can rebuild relationships. You can recover from failures. But time, once it's gone, it's gone. The biggest mistake people make is thinking they have more of it than they do. They say, I'll get serious next year. I'll start working on my goals when I'm ready. I'll focus when the timing is right. And suddenly, years are gone. You look back and realize that the only thing stopping you from becoming who you were meant to be was you. The time was always there. You just chose to waste it.
The regret of wasted potential. If you could meet the version of yourself that never wasted time, how would that conversation go? Would they be stronger? Would they be wiser? Would they have the life you always dreamed of but never committed to? And more importantly, what would they say to you? Would they look you in the eyes and say, you had the same opportunities I had, the same hours in the day, the same potential, but I used mine and you didn't? That's the kind of regret you don't want to live with. The regret of knowing that you could have been so much more if you had just stopped waiting. Stop lying to yourself. The most dangerous lie you tell yourself is, I have time. Number you have right now. That's it. The future isn't guaranteed. And even if you live a long life, every day that passes is one less day you have to become the version of yourself you are meant to be. You have to wake up. You have to get honest about the fact that every wasted moment is a choice. A choice to stay the same instead of grow. A choice to delay your potential. A choice to settle for a life that is less than what you're capable of.
You keep waiting for motivation. You keep waiting for the perfect moment. Let me tell you something. It's not coming. You will never feel fully ready. The perfect moment will never appear. The only way to become the version of you that doesn't waste time is to move before you feel ready, to take action before you feel like it. Because action creates momentum, and momentum destroys procrastination. Get ruthless. About your time, successful people, they don't have more hours in the day than you. They just protect their time like their life depends on it. Because it does. Look at your daily habits. Look at where your hours go. How much time are you spending on distractions? How much time are you spending complaining, scrolling, watching other people live their lives instead of living yours? Now imagine if you took back even half of that time and put it into building yourself instead. Who would you be a year from now? You don't need more time. You need to stop wasting the time you already have.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Live with urgency. Most people don't realize how short life is until it's too late. They coast through life as if they're going to live forever. But the truth is, you don't have forever. If you knew you only had 1 year left to become the best version of yourself, how would you live? Would you waste time? Would you delay your goals? Or would you attack every single day like it was your last chance to become everything you were meant to be? Because the reality is, you don't know how much time you have. So start living like it's running out. Because it is. Make the choice right now. At the end of the day, this is your life. No one is coming to save you. No one is going to force you to get serious. You either decide to become your greatest self, or you let time keep slipping away. Right now, in this moment, you have two choices. Stay the same. Keep wasting time. Keep waiting. Keep living beneath your potential. Commit right now, today. Not tomorrow, not next week, now. Because the version of you that could have been, they're waiting for you. And every second you waste is another step further away from becoming them. Make the choice. Be who you were meant to be.
Just don't quit today. Tomorrow, take care of yourself. Whatever we got to do tomorrow, just don't quit today. Little step. Tiny step. Tomorrow, what are we going to do? Well, I don't know, but I'm not going to do that today. Just today. All right? Just make one good decision today.
When you go to sleep at night, think about your goals for the coming day. Make a list for each day of all the goals, the little goals you're going to accomplish that day. Keep a journal and write down your goals on a regular basis. When you're driving through the day, think about your goals. When you're talking to other people, think about your goals. You see, you do become what you think about most of the time. You do achieve what you think about most of the time. So all successful people think about their goals most of the time.
You will never feel ready to do things that scare you. You will never feel ready to jump off the cliff. You will never feel ready to take that leap. Your brain is designed to protect you, and change requires risk. And so you are protecting yourself by saying maybe tomorrow. If you want to change your life, you must make a decision to change your life.
It takes power. It takes effort. It takes discipline to break the old you, to break those habits, to break free of the chains that have been holding you back. That's where it takes the most effort. And then once you climb up and you start to get altitude, you start to get elevation, gravity becomes weaker. Your old, weaker self doesn't have the same influence that it had. It's easy to want it. It's easy to think about it. It's easy to dream about it. It's easy to tell people you're going to do it. What's hard is getting up in the morning and doing it. What's hard is doing it when all your friends are telling you not to do it. What's hard is having everything in your life tell you that you should pull the plug on what you're doing right now and go get a normal job like everyone else. Go be like everyone else. Go live the life that everyone else wants you to live, but showing up anyway. That's what's hard. But that's what's actually going to get you where you want to go.
Most people never succeed in life because they're waiting for conditions to be perfect. They're waiting for the sun to shine, the temperature to be right, all the stars to align. And I'm here to tell you guys that will never happen. Conditions will never be perfect. Things will never align. There will always be a reason for you to put off what should be done right now for a later time. That is a success and life truth.
A warrior is sent. A warrior has or feels the obligation. If something is out of balance out there, I'm going to fix it. Or you try. And if you try and you fail, you try harder next time. But you don't give up.
Starting tomorrow, what are you going to do that'll make a change in your life's direction? Good question. What are you going to do starting tomorrow that'll make a difference? Now see, if you don't do something starting tomorrow that'll make a difference, guess what? It's gonna be the same. And see, that way you can guess what the next 5 years are gonna be like. Look at the last five. Because the next five are gonna be like the last five unless you, major key, tomorrow, change it all.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Or change a little, or change something, or don't change. It's choice time. You can do whatever you want.
But that hardest part of changing is breaking that gravitational force in the beginning. The stationary inertia of habit has been controlling you for 7, 10, 15 years. Leave your weak old self behind and go get after it.
Everybody has a turn back moment. You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, no way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
My view is like, you can't control the outcome all the time. Sometimes it should go the other people's way. It shouldn't always go your way. So you get motivated by the losses. You stay motivated through the winning. What you can control is your process. You can control those intangibles. You can control the work ethic, the consistent discipline, your attitude, your culture, how much you care. All those things are in you. They just need to be drawn out of you.
There are going to be days where you get up and you do exactly what you're supposed to do and you work as hard as you possibly can and nothing happens. And on that day, you're going to feel like you're wasting your effort. You're going to feel like you're wasting your time. On that day, you're going to wonder why you're even doing this. But on that day, you're going to promise yourself that you're going to do it again tomorrow. And when tomorrow arrives and the same thing happens, you're going to promise yourself that you're going to do it again the next day. If you keep doing that, one of those days, something's going to happen. So keep showing up. Keep doing the work and trust that one day it's going to lead to what you want. Because if you do the work, it will.
If you will change, everything will change for you. If you will get better, everything will get better for you. If you'll change your philosophy, you'll change your habits. If you'll refine your thinking, if you'll change and accept some new disciplines, if you'll turn the corner where you've been in the past, go for a new life for the future, all kinds of remarkable things will happen for you if you will change.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.